A small correction.
World War II was supposed to have finished a long time ago, but one troop commander must have escaped. She stands in the centre of a circle office, all obedient and attentive, wondering what will happen here today. This is a miserable day, and I've come poorly prepared. The grass is slippery, soggy underfoot, and my canvas runners are thirsty, or so it seems. Meanwhile, she has barked us into some sort of order, reduced the more timid to whimpers. Seems unlikely to be influenced by my wet socks.
Owners, the chain I am holding is not and must never be referred to as a choker. It is a correction chain, and it will be your most important aid in the training of your dog. It is not cruel to use a correction chain, and if anyone has a contrary view, they should leave now.
Other than dog noises and traffic, all is silence. Obviously, this woman doesn't take prisoners. They only slow the advance.
Very well. I want each of you to make a loop, as I am doing, and put it around the animal's neck like this. Note now how easily it slides in response to your use of the leash.
Sparky is wandering within the confines of the leash to sniff and explore, fascinated by the dogdom around him. Others are barking, straining, jostling their owners.
Handlers, commence walking around the circle. You there, the pincher, do not allow your dog to run amok in that manner. Correct him immediately. No, 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 he did not feel that and will not respond. Everybody, watch me now, I will demonstrate.
Well, crikey. She's gone over, grabbed the leash, shouted, "Heel!" and given a huge tug on the choker, yanked the mutt right off its feet until he's slightly behind her, front feet in the air, looking stunned.
Now observe, the dog has been brought to heel. He should not walk in front of his master or mistress. Also, you will note that when I hold him like this for a few moments, he is completely in my control. He cannot continue a disobedience.
She dropped the dog's legs, applied a hand to push his backside down, and voila, the pooch is sitting, dazed and confused, but sitting right where he's supposed to be. Wow. Okay, Sparky, let's go. It's lesson's end, and we too can demonstrate the benefits of obedience and correction.
Class released!